Welcome to Beyond the Workout with your host, Eric Dunston. Hello, everyone. This is Coach E. I just want you to know that anything you hear on Beyond the Workout podcast is just information only. It is not a diagnosis for your issues. So anything you hear for well-being, nutrition, fitness, exercise, any of those things, just take it that way as information. If you need help for a specific situation, please seek a professional. See your doctor, see a professional personal trainer, and they will diagnose your issues and they will take care of you. All right, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode or show of Beyond the Workout. It's me, Coach E, Eric Dunston, here to guide you on another journey to a healthier, more vibrant you. Now, I guess you noticed by the title of this show, we're going to dive into a topic that's sweet to the taste, but bitter to our health, and that's the consumption of added sugars. Now, I thought about what I could make this 50th show about. Now, you might go back and count and see, well, you ain't at quite 50, but I think this is the 50th show because I went back and I renumbered them, and that's what I came up with. This being the 50th show, which is a milestone for me, and it was I was determined to get to 50, and I've gotten to 50, but I'm not going to stop at 50. 50 was just a point that I wanted to get to as a goal and then to keep moving forward. And what better topic than to talk about sugar, because it's something that has affected me. It is something that I know is not good for your health. It's everywhere. It's hidden in our favorite foods. It sabotages our fitness goals. It wreaks havoc to our health. But the goal of this podcast is to give you the warning, of course, but then equip you with a way to tackle this sugar adversary head on. And, you know, there are two things in the nutrition label that I want you to look at. And one is added sugars, but then the other one is natural flavor. But can you eliminate both of them? You probably can. And I would like to put a challenge to you at the end of this podcast. And I'd like you to let me know somehow if you've tried the challenge and how you succeeded with it. Because I put it to myself a couple of months ago. And then I tweaked it, got off of it a little bit, and I saw the effects of it. But we'll get more into that later. I got this broken down into topics that I want to talk to you about, the way I want to talk to you about it. And the first one is the bitter truth about sugar. And we're going to start with that, because consuming high amounts of added sugars is what's been linked to many of our health issues. You have obesity, you have type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and then even certain types of cancers because of added sugar. And you probably heard a show that I did with a former coworker of mine who actually has a type of bone cancer. And he knows, being a certified personal trainer, he knows that sugar feeds certain cancers. And he knows he needs to get off of the flour, the sugar, and the starch. He knows it. It's hard for me to understand how we can know these things and just don't do them. It's hard for me to understand that. And I'm not speaking just to you. I'm speaking to me, too. I know these things. And yet one of my biggest addictions is sugar. And because it's into all of these things, the question is, why is it hard to resist? And there was a study done, and I went on and looked this study up. It was a groundbreaking study conducted years ago that revealed our innate preference for sugar over substances as addictive as cocaine. Now, here's the study, and I want you to picture this, because they used lab rats, they used sugar, cocaine, and there was a choice. So the researchers found that lab rats favored sugar water over cocaine, choosing it time and time again, even when opting for sugar meant facing an electric shock. That is astonishing to think about, that the study highlighted not just our sweet tooth, but just the potential danger, that potential addictive nature of sugar itself. That is scary, because the study was conducted by a scientist, if you want to look this up, his name was Serge Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, and his colleagues in the year 2007. And it suggested that sugar has a grip on our brains that could rival powerful drugs. Now, I've heard some things about cocaine or addictive drugs. They say once you try it one time, you're kind of pulled in trying to recreate that high. Well, if that's the case with that addictive drug or other drugs, and sugar mimics that, sugar can be likened to a powerful drug. And maybe that's the way we should start looking at it. When you read the labels, you have to think, does this have drugs and additional drugs, added sugars? But then the next point I want to emphasize then is, why is added sugars, why are they a hidden danger? It's in everything. And the reason it's in everything, because the food industry wants you to keep buying their product. And what is a way to keep you buying their product but to put something addictive in it? So it makes the food irresistible, because it's not about just sweetness. It enhances the flavors, it extends the shelf life, it improves the texture so it looks good. And that might all be nice, it might taste good, but the cost is not what you pay for that product that has a lot of sugar in it. The cost is what it's doing to your health. So that's why it's important to read the labels. But then when you read the label, know what is a sugar and what isn't. Because you might see where a label says it has 50 grams of sugar in it. You probably say, oh, because it's made with fruit in it. I can understand it. But suppose underneath it says 25 grams of added sugar. Well, fruit don't add sugar to itself. Fruit has its sugar. And if it's 50 grams, 25 grams of that is the sugar, is the fruit. Where's the other 25 grams coming from? So you might read on through the label, you might see high fructose corn syrup, sucrose or fructose or just corn syrup. You might even see it says corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup. That's a lot of sugar. That's dangerous for your health. So those are the things we have to be conscious of. And let's go into that point about the labels. So how do we outsmart those hidden sugars? So it's important to become, like I have become, a label detective, label reading detective. So when you see terms like added sugars on a nutrition label, that's your warning. That's your red flag. That's when you have to read further and see, really, do you really need this? Now, here was an interesting recommendation from this research that I found, and it talked about the American Heart Association, what they recommend you limiting your added sugars to. Now, I'm not going to tell you just yet what the teaspoons are, but I'm going to tell you what the grams are. So it says limiting added sugars to more than 25 grams per day for women and 36 grams per day for men. So I want you to think about that. How many teaspoons, does that mean you would consume sugar for the entire day? So for women, it's 6 teaspoons. For men, it's 9. So I want you to really wrap your head around this. If I took a bottle of water for you women, and I laid out 6 rounded teaspoons of sugar. I mean, the sugar is not leveled into teaspoons. It's a little mound on it. And I gave you that water. I said, hold on, before I give it to you, let me 1, 2, 3, 4. And I put 6 teaspoons in that water. And I shook it and gave it to you to drink. Would you drink it? You probably would taste it and reject it. You men, if I put 9 teaspoons in the water till you drink it, this is what you're supposed to have every day. Would you drink it? I would. Well, if I told you to take 3 teaspoons in the morning, then do 3 teaspoons in the afternoon, and then 3 teaspoons at night, would you do it? I'm gonna tell y'all like this. I wouldn't recommend it, even though it says the American Heart Association recommends limiting added sugars to no more than that many grams. It is, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain that, except for no. As a coach, no. The goal is to get away from that. Have more of your natural sugars from your fruits, and the more healthier ground-growing, tree-growing items, which is your fruits. Get it from that. And all of this added stuff, this chemical-laden stuff that you crave, you got to learn to put it to the side. And remember, added sugar is an addictive drug. Added sugar is drugs. Added sugar is not good for my health. Added sugar should not be added in my life. I'll tell you what happened to me. I had this recipe, and it's called an acai bowl. Now, acai is A-C-A-I, and it's a fruit. It comes frozen packets, and I remember making this bowl, and I'm like, whoa, that was so good. It was so delicious. I added protein powder in it. I added blueberries to it. I added honey to it. So it had that sweet taste to it. And I can't remember some of the other things I added to it. Oh, yeah, nut butter to it. And it tasted so good. It was so sweet. Like, man, this was so good. And remember, I'm addicted. I am addicted to sugar. I have a sweet tooth that's been killing me for years. So I went and I looked. I said, wow, I wonder what makes this berry so well. I looked at the packet. I didn't buy the unsweetened version. I bought the sweetened version. So in addition to adding that honey to it, I added sugars to it. And I thought, oh my goodness, the goal was to get off of added sugar. Now, since I've made sure I read the label, it has to say unsweetened acai berry. It has to be unsweet. Now, the taste is more balanced. It doesn't taste overly sweet. And you don't feel like you're addicted to it and you want to consume it over and over again. But I did it wrong, but I can attest to the power of sugar, added sugar. Oh, my goodness. And that's why we have to be really, really careful. So I think I would just drill this into you with that lab study with what has happened to me. And let me just tell you this. As we as men, we age, it has been said that our metabolism slows down. But is that true? It might be, but There was research done that says our metabolism goes through, I think it was 4 stages, from the time we're born till about 6 months, or maybe 2 years old. Our metabolism is just flying. And then from 2 years old to 20, it slows down just a bit. But it was interesting. The study says from 20 years old until 60, your metabolism is the same. Nothing changes. It burns the same. And then from 60 to like 90, it might slow a little bit. So what that told me, it wasn't my metabolism that slowed. And as what I was trying to say, men, as we age, we notice our bellies, our love handles, our back around the middle just gets fluffy, as I guess you can say. We get a little chunky down there. And which I used to do, blame it on metabolism and aging, but it wasn't that. It was my addiction to sugar and eating too much of it and not really burning it off. And before I get into some substitutions, I have a note here to talk about substitutions. I had a thought about helping you understand the body and what it does when you consume sugar and why it just gravitates to that for energy. So I want you to think about the path of least resistance. And I'm gonna give you a scenario. Let's say you walked into a building and it had three ways you can get to the third floor. So you walked into the building and the first thing you come to is an elevator and the door is already open. Then the next to the elevator is an escalator to go up to the third floor. And then next to the escalator are stairs to go up to the third floor. Now think about how many of you all would bypass the elevator, the escalator, and take the stairs up. Really be honest with yourself. How many of you would bypass the elevator? The body kind of works the same way. It takes the path of least resistance for energy. And you can go in and search this yourself. You might have heard of the term simple sugars, complex sugars. Well, they'll tell you simple sugars burn fast, complex sugars burn slow. So the body does this. If you're consuming a candy bar, some bread, and some cake, now your body needs energy, you drink an energy drink that's full of sugar and caffeine. Your body, now you go in and exert it. Your body is pulling from that simple energy source to give you that burst that you need, that burst that you're looking for. It's burning that energy because it's the path of least resistance. It's taking the elevator up. But what if you said, oh, okay, if that's what it's doing, I need to get rid of the elevator. So now if the elevator is blocked, you get there and it's closed, what are you going to take next? Now, the escalator, you got to go up, then you got to walk to the next part, go up, because the escalator don't just go straight up to the third floor. It stops at each floor. So the next logical thing you would do is take the escalator. It goes up a little slower. So think about if you stopped having added sugars. I'm going to call it FSS. Suppose you got rid of certain flours, going to have flour in life, sugars and starch. Starch is like the rice, the white potatoes, things like that. Those things that your body might burn a little faster, which I'm going to tell you, the potatoes are more in the complex side. They burn slower. So I don't want to ramble here now. I want to get to the point. So the elevator is broke down, meaning your added sugars, your liquid sugars are gone. You're not consuming things with added sugar or white sugar, brown sugar, any of that. Your donuts and your cakes, you're just getting rid of that. Now your body has to find something to burn for energy. Well, what's the next thing it would use for energy? It won't use muscle and protein because that burns really slow. The next thing it would use is your fat, the fat cells, because that's easier to burn than the protein. So now, if you eliminated the added sugars, those simple flours, those starches, your body starts to burn that fat, that stored fat, what do you think happens to your body overall? Remember, I told you guys carry that stuff around the middle. I know women, you've talked about back fat, thigh fat. You want to get rid of that. You can't spot reduce, but your body will start to compensate and adjust for eliminating this poison, this drug, which is not a bad thing, especially when it comes to your mind, helping your brain. So I just wanted to give that little scenario because you're going to have a little bit of sugar in your life, hopefully a little bit. Eliminating it might be really tough to do. And I'm not going to suggest that until I give you this challenge. Helping the body burn fat, I think they call it a keto type diet. I don't want you to look at it as a diet, but I want you to help the body burn the fat. And the way I do it is when I get up in the morning, I like to do some type of cardio. Well, I definitely do my exercise before I eat because there's nothing, no sugars in me, nothing. It's just now the body is awake. I drink some water, hit an exercise, and I know it's attacking this stored fat because I have not put anything in me or to go after like simple sugars if that was what I had, which I'm trying not to have. So I say that as a reason that you want to make physique changes. You want to look good in your clothes. You want to feel good overall. That is one of the benefits of eliminating or greatly reducing added sugars and definitely liquid sugars. And so I wanted to get into with this, wanted to pivot now to healthy dessert substitutions. And I looked some things up, what you can have. And I'm going to share a couple of ones that I've made myself. Because I always wondered why after dinner, I'm like, I had that dinner. I need to have something sweet now. I want something sweet. Because growing up, guess what my parents did? After dinner, they threw some dessert in front of me. After you go to a restaurant, they say, would you like to see the dessert menu? They throw a dessert menu in front of me. We've been groomed or we're accustomed to that happening. So what are some substitutions? Well, you can have fruit parfait instead of ice cream sundaes. You know, you can take a Greek parfait, could be a layer of Greek yogurt with fresh fruit on it, especially berries, which are good for you and a great antioxidant. You can get a mix of blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, and mix them in with a layer of Greek yogurt. Excuse me. Suppose you can't have dairy. Greek yogurt is not good on your system. There are alternatives to milk yogurts. You can get plant-based. You can get almond, nut-based. They are almond or coconut milk yogurts. You can use that. Drizzle it with honey, and you'll get the benefits of honey. You'll get the benefits of the berry. And, of course, you'll have less of the sugars that you normally get from ice cream. Another one you can do is dark chocolate. You can have dark chocolate bars over milk chocolate bars. Now, if you do a dark chocolate, it should be at least 70% cocoa. You can make your own. That can satisfy your craving, your chocolate craving. It has less sugar, add a health benefit. You can even look up the benefits of dark chocolate. I make this one, and I want to show you a picture of this I made. And it took me a while to get this right. It's called chocolate. It's called chocolate bark. Yeah. And it's just, I took some organic cacao powder, some coconut oil, and honey, mixed honey. I poured it out into the dish you see with parchment paper. And then I added hazelnuts, toasted hazelnuts. I toasted the hazelnuts myself for like 5 minutes in the oven for 350 degrees. Then I added some goji berries, dried goji berries on it. and some hemp seed. Hemp seed acts as a great fiber. And it took me a while to get this right because I was doing the recipe a little bit incorrectly. You heat the oil, you don't boil the oil. I was overheating the oil. You get the oil just right. If you just put the right amount of coconut oil in, as soon as it melts, take it off the heat and immediately put the cacao powder in it with the honey. It just blends in so well, and then immediately pour it right onto the parchment paper. It lays there perfectly, evenly, and it's still liquidy. You sprinkle on I added cacao nibs to it also. Sprinkle on cacao nibs, the hemp seed, the hazelnuts, and then the goji berries. And you put that in the freezer for like 15, 20 minutes. You have a healthy chocolate bark that tastes good. Tastes good. And coming back to me, there's another dessert you can make, baked apples with cinnamon over it. And when you bake some apples and add that cinnamon to it, you will taste just like an apple pie because apples are naturally sweet. Now, use organic apples. Michelle has sauteed these apples, made some apples, and I don't know what she put on that. I hope she doesn't put sugar on it, but she sprinkles some cinnamon on it, and it tastes great. Now, when I make this next picture I want you to see, when I make my almond butter cookies, now, this picture, to my knowledge, has no flour in it. I'm going off the top of my head as to how I make this, but I use coconut sugar. Now, coconut sugar is low glycemic, meaning it doesn't spike your glucose levels, your insulin levels. It's low glycemic, but you don't want to have too much of that either. And I add hemp seed, I add brown flax. I make these cookies sometimes with chocolate chips that have no sugar in it. And I put that in the oven and they turn out great for you. So those are some of the suggestions I had for you. So I just wanted to come in here and encourage you to get rid of those added sugars. So as we wrap up today's episode of Beyond the Workout, remember, the journey to reducing added sugars is not about deprivation. It's about making smarter, healthier choices for the benefit of our bodies and our minds. I encourage you to take what you've learned today and apply it. Experiment with healthier dessert options. Become a vigilant label reader and take control of your sugar intake. So don't forget, I want you to follow me on YouTube where you see physique improvements. You're probably looking at this podcast from YouTube. I'm going to try to put more stuff here on YouTube for you to follow me. And visit my website, ericdunston.com, for helpful information and to make an appointment with me, Coach E, because together we can overcome the sweet lure of added sugars and step into a healthier, more vibrant life. So thank you for tuning in to Beyond the Workout. And please stay healthy, stay motivated. Until next time, keep pushing beyond your limits. Coach E, signing out.
So I hope you enjoyed that show. And I just wanted to put out to those of you who are up for this challenge, I didn't include it in the show. I just put it at the end. If you want to just skip this, you can. It's all up to you and the time you have and the effort and energy you want to put into this. So a few months ago, I did a no added sugars, natural, no natural flavor for 30 days. And I want to put that challenge to you. Now, you can do one or the other or both of them. When I mean one or the other, you can look for anything for the next 30 days. Look for anything that has added sugars and just don't consume it. And think about how that's going to benefit you. That's going to benefit you mentally. It's going to benefit you physically. And especially what's going on internally within your gut. But I really think it's going to help you mentally and really help your cognitive skills. I'm really confident in that with the no added sugars. And you're going to see a difference too. You're going to see some weight loss. And that's what a lot of us want to have. But then we want to go beyond just weight loss. We want to do better. So the challenge is to document 30 days of no added sugars. Or if you had a little added sugar, no, the ingredients can't have natural flavor in it. That's harder. Or if you're really up to the challenge, do both. Nothing with added sugars and do nothing with, don't consume anything with natural flavor. So the way you do this, and it can be easier for you, is to break it into 10-day chunks. And if you have to, you can break it into 5 days, but can be consistent and, recheck in with yourself after the 5 days. But it's good to do it 10 days. So let's work with 10 days. So your first 10 days are always going to be the hardest. It's going to be the fight. That's the uphill battle. And you want to just look in within how you feel. You want to make sure you take care of yourself and how you're feeling, but don't fall off the wagon. Just stick to it. And you want to check it off each day. Check off each day as you go through. And then when you get to days 11 through 20, it kind of like levels off because you did those first 10 days. It built your confidence and you're starting to feel better. And then the last 10 days is simply coasting downhill. So do it that way. Break it into 10-day chunks, starting right now when you're hearing this. Just start today or start immediately tomorrow morning. Don't consume anything with added sugar or don't consume anything with natural flavoring in it or both. Don't consume anything with added sugars and natural flavor. You make that choice, but try one of them. Stick to it. Make it 30 days because after 30 days, you're going to form a habit. Not going to be a perfect habit. It's going to be a healthy one. All right. Thanks for listening. Let me know how you do with this challenge. Coach E, see you next time. For listening to Beyond the Workout Podcast, I hope you enjoyed the show. Please be sure to check me out at ericdunston.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Physique Improvements. Take care, everyone.